Debbie. Thank you for sharing with us your story, and know that we will not stop fighting for Ted and other forest workers. Last March, a young worker, Grant DePatty, was killed while trying to prevent the theft of gasoline from a gas station in Maple Ridge. His family has been working with the Federation not only to toughen the laws protecting workers working alone, but also to enforce the laws we have in place. Please welcome Doug DePatty and Chet Creelan.
Good morning to you all. First of all, I'd like to offer my deepest condolences and sympathies for those who have lost a family member, friend, or fellow worker. Today we are bringing evidence to the carnage. 188 killed. This is the day of mourning for people killed in the workplace. This is unacceptable. Workplace BC did a report on my son Grant's accident in the workplace and found that the lack of training and supervision and the lack of implementation of policies and the enforcement of policies directly impacted Grant's death. The late night policies, if they were in place, it would have prevented this horrific fatality. The gas station feels customer service is paramount. There is no evidence that the firm wishes to enforce a system that may create or hinder some customers in purchasing fuels. The policies are not enforced. WorkSafe BC gave this fuel station several orders of compliance. The gas station has not yet complied in 13, 14 months. These coffins represent the workers killed in the workplace, and one of them represents my son Grant. To me, that is immediate danger in the workplace throughout the province. We have regulations and laws controlling safety in the workplace, but we do not have accountability for breaking them. The laws such as Bill C-45, Section 217 of the Canadian Criminal Code empower our justice system, yet we do not take advantage of them. I believe Grant's Law, Pay Before You Pump policy, would not only have saved my son's life, but it could save yours. I put it to Mr. Michael DeJong, John West, and their caucus members. They all need to address this immediately. They need to do an inquest, but also take immediate action. Safety in the workplace is paramount. And this is my father-in-law, Chet Creelan.